listener production.
Good afternoon, it's Tamara Clark with your local news briefing. To some good news up first, especially if you have anything to do with the Mount Gambier In-Home Hospice Care Centre. The Freemasons have just given $30,000 to the facility. The money is going towards a grief, loss and bereavement care program to support the facility's volunteers. And there's a couple of things you don't want to forget this Sunday. The first is Mother's Day and the second is the Mother's Day Classic event being held at Mount Gambier. It isn't too late to register now, or you can register at the event on the day. In other news, a stash of firearms has been found on the Limestone Coast property. Police have arrested the man who owns the Panola residence. He's been charged with a series of offences, including theft and firearms offences. The 38-year-old is set to front up to the Mount Gambier Magistrates Court around this time next month. And it's almost go time for Youth Week. Preparations are certainly in full swing here on the Limestone Coast. The launch party is being held here at the Riddoch Arts and Culture Centre next Friday night. The theme is semi-formal, black, gold and white. More information and tickets can be found online. And another exciting event is on the brew for the Blue Lake City. Australian of the Year awardees will be visiting the Limestone Coast as part of their tour of honour. Events will take place between the 18th and 20th of this month. Taking a look at sport now, the Western Border Football League lists are itching to get some more points on the board as we approach round 5. The match to watch this weekend will certainly be East Gambier in third spot on the ladder, taking on Millicent in second at McDonald Park. The Blue Lakes Sports Park will host South Gambier as they fight it out with West Gambier. Elsewhere across the league, North Gambier will be shaping up to Casterton Sanford at Vansittart Park Oval.
Listener.